This is LW Spot 2157. Well, Mrs. Mary Browning was known all over school, all over town for that matter, for being a stern disciplinarian. She was a school teacher. Hi, this is Larry West. She stood tall, erect. She was grim-faced, stern. She looked exactly as she was. She had taught the seventh grade for years, and many of her former pupils, now grown and with children of their own, still to this day talk about her unbending insistence on strong disciplinary measures. They also remember something about her that happened several years ago, something that caused them to respect her far more than maybe even she could ever realize. Want to hear what happened? Okay. Walter, I said there was to be no talking, Miss Browning sternly announced to Walter one day in her dreaded voice. Bring me as your special assignment, she said, a 1,000-word essay on the subject of obedience tomorrow morning without fail. But Miss Browning, pleaded Walter. Don't argue, said Miss Browning firmly. Just be sure you have the completed assignment tomorrow morning. Well, little Walter was a quiet little boy. He was cheerful, inventive, and not given to make a lot of trouble, at least not to the extent of some of the other guys who were constantly on the lookout for ways and means of ignoring the rules. At the end of class, Miss Browning watched Walter as he left the classroom. She suspected she saw a little tear in his eye. Well, she said to herself, I can't afford to let the kid get away with it. He's got to learn obedience. The next morning, Walter handed in his essay. 1,000 words filled its pages. Took him almost all night to do it. At least he thought so. Miss Browning accepted it without a word. Later, in study hall, she read it. Then she read it again. Teachers know almost everything, but not quite, Walter's essay began. And even the best of teachers can make mistakes. From that point on, the little fellow carefully explained that he had found a nickel on the floor. He had raised his hand to ask permission to speak, had thought he saw Miss Browning nod her head, telling him he could. His glasses were broken and he couldn't see clearly. And only then did he ask the kid sitting beside him if he had lost the nickel. Well, the next day, at the beginning of Walter's class in her room, Miss Browning got their attention and said, Children, I have an essay I want to read to you. She read it and then did something that shocked every kid in the class and, in fact, shocked every kid in the school when they heard about it, shocked everyone in town. She apologized. You see, Miss Browning showed that while she could be tough, she could also play fair. While she could be stern, she could also apologize. You know, it's not a sign of weakness to say you're sorry. In fact, it's just the opposite. It takes a strong fellow, a person with integrity, a big man, to apologize. George Washington, a long time ago, had an argument one day with a Mr. Payne in Alexandria, Virginia. Washington was a colonel at the time and was stationed there with some troops. An election dispute occurred, and in the argument, Washington called Payne a liar. Payne clenched his fist and knocked Washington to the ground. The incident could have meant a duel, which was a common way to end arguments during that day. It could have meant a duel if it were not for Washington possessing the very thing I'm talking about today. When Washington saw Payne the next day, he greeted him with an outstretched hand, and he said to him, Mr. Payne, I believe I was wrong yesterday. Here's my hand. Let us be friends. It's not a sign of weakness to say you're sorry. It's a sign of strength. You know, the Bible says, a wise man will hear and will increase his learning. That's exactly what Miss Mary Browning did that day. And the children have never forgotten it. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.